give the Lord a huge clap and a loud shout of praise. And shake some hands around you and welcome them to the presence of the Lord as you take your seat in His presence. Please be seated. I welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. I particularly welcome ministers and pastors who have come for Sons of the Prophets meeting. The Lord bless you, and all the works you have left behind shall be blessed in Jesus' name. This evening preservation service is titled Preservation by the Blessing. Preservation by the Blessing. By the blessing of God. Our objective in this study is to understand the preservation power of the blessing of God. Job chapter 1 verse 10. The Bible said, Satan giving testimony concerning Job said, "Hast thou not made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Hast thou not made an hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." In that passage, we see the intricate connectivity between the blessing of God and preservation by God. There is a connection between the blessing of God and preservation by God. Hear this. It is a blessing to be preserved by God. That is, if God, one of the greatest blessings God can give a person is to preserve the person's life. I'm sure that is why the Bible said, "To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion." That is, if God has given you life, every other thing is a walkover. If the devil cannot deprive you of life, he cannot deprive you of the other things you are trusting God for. It is a blessing to be preserved by God. But this is, the opposite is true. It is a preservation to be blessed by God. Did you hear what I just said? It is a blessing to be preserved by God. That is one of the greatest gifts God can give you. One of the greatest favors God can do for you is to preserve your life. But it is a preservation to be blessed by God. Do you know the meaning of that? That preservation is not just dealing with material or financial resources. The blessing is not just dealing with financial or material resources. The blessing is dealing with preservation. Let me say it like this. When God wants to preserve you, He blesses you. That is, the blessing of God did not just come to make you rich. The Bible said the blessing of God maketh rich and added no sorrow. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of God does not only come to contribute to your financial or material possession, The blessing of God comes to guarantee your life's preservation. To guarantee your life's preservation. To guarantee your destiny's preservation. So if God wants to preserve you, He places the blessing on your life. Because the blessing makes it impossible for you to be a wasteable material. The blessing of God makes it impossible for you to be easily wasteable. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob were symbols of the blessing. And as they were symbols of the blessing, they couldn't be wasted by the devil. They were confronted but couldn't be collapsed. They were confronted but couldn't be conquered. Job was a symbol of the blessing. We just read that. Hast thou not blessed him? Hast thou not made a hedge around him? Have you not blessed everything that he has on every side? The devil confronted Job but couldn't collapse him. Because there was something on Job's life. It was called the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. The meaning of that is, if it is God who blessed you, don't be afraid for your life. Except you blessed yourself. Except you succeeded by yourself. Except you work things out by your own maneuverings. But if it was God who worked it out, if it is God who blessed you, don't be afraid for your life. Don't be afraid for your future. Because the blesser is the keeper. So don't struggle for riches. Struggle for the blessing. Don't struggle to get money. Struggle to be blessed of God. Don't struggle to get wealth. Struggle to be blessed. Do all you can to be blessed by God. Because if God has blessed you and God has laid his hands of blessing upon your life, your future is more than guaranteed. I don't have any fear for my tomorrow. Because where I am, I didn't bring myself here. There is nothing I could have done to bring myself here. Whatever I could have done, there are people who did like that or did more, and they are not here. Hallelujah. Anybody blessed, say, I'm blessed. Lift your right hand, say, I am blessed. Loudest, I am blessed. I am blessed beyond the curse. I am blessed beyond the curse. I am blessed beyond destruction. I am too blessed by God to be wasted by the devil. You know, if I stop here, it is enough. You know, it is light that feeds faith. When you feed on light, you are feeding your faith. Revelation empowers conviction. The things you know determine the things you dare. They determine the things you show. So it's possible for somebody to be blessed by God and not aware of what I'm saying and still be afraid of the devil and the witches, and the fear will attract to him disaster. Because Job said, the things I feared has come on me. He is blessed of God. But he's not aware of this light. He's not aware of this revelation. And he's still playing like somebody who got favor. I mean, who like an unbeliever person who just found himself in some realms of favor or resources. And he's just afraid of day and afraid of the night. But there are things you know that will determine the things you can dare. Somebody say aloud, amen. Having said all of that, how does the blessing guarantee your preservation? Don't forget what I said. Preservation by God is a blessing. And blessing from God is a preservation. If God wants to preserve you, He blesses you. And if God has placed His blessing on your life, it means He's saying, I want to preserve you. Hallelujah! This is so exciting. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of victory, somebody. I know you are writing, so lift your voice and give Him a shout of victory. Hallelujah! You want to preserve your children? Connect them with the blessing of the Lord. You want to preserve your household? Connect them with the blessing of the Lord. You want the church folk blessed? Connect them with the blessing of the Lord. Now, how does the blessing bring about preservation? Number one, the blessing of God gives dominion to the blessed over all the forces of life. In bracket, including the forces of destruction. The blessing of God gives dominion to the blessed over all the forces of life. And that includes the forces of destruction. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, the blessing of God gives dominion to the blessed over all the forces of life, including the forces of destruction. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. If God has given you the blessing, he has also given you dominion. Dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the face of the earth. So with the blessing of God, you are not at the mercy of any devil. Now when he said the dominion over what? Over the fish of the sea. That is water powers. Everything in the sea, including every power of the sea. The fowl of the air, including the witches that fly in the air. And over every living thing that moveth on the face of the earth. That is, you have power in three realms. In the water, the land, the air. You have power over three realms, over three realms. If God has blessed you, he equally gave you dominion. It is not possible for the blessing to travel without dominion. He made it very much clearer when he talked to Noah in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1 and verse 2. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now verse 2, very brutal. And the fear of you, that's the dominion we are talking about, and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth. Every demon, every fowl of the air, every witch, every wizard, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, elemental terrestrial forces, and upon all the fishes in the sea, including every being in the sea, including water powers, into your hand are they delivered. You are not delivered into their hands. They are delivered into your hands. You are not delivered into the hand of a witch or a wizard. You are not delivered into the hand of a water power, a marine witchcraft. You are not delivered into the hand of an occult power. Into your hand, they are delivered. That is a great place to give a big shout. Who is the person that is about to walk out of here in charge? Listen to me. You know, when you are in dominion, there is a way you walk. One of my children asked me one day, said, Daddy, who taught you how to walk? I say, how is it? He said, yeah. I say, where it is? I say, it's their body. There is a light you have. There is a knowing you know that orchestrates your steps, coordinates your moves. You don't look weakly or sickly or timidly before any man or devil anywhere in the world. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a lot of amen. Lift your right hand and say, the blessing of God on my life has given me dominion over all the forces of life, including the forces of destruction. I am blessed. I dominate. Take your seat. Now, with this, you can actually run from here and go and look for the devil. One day, we prayed in tongues. This was about the year of 1986, like 39 years ago. We prayed in tongues for about 5 hours, me and two other friends. And then we got out of the room. And we're moving from house to house, looking for any one that was possessed. Is there any demon possessed in this place? We're just so charged and intoxicated, looking for a demon to cast out. Practically, our evangelism that day was not to win souls, as it were, but to win souls using casting out of devils. There are things you know that will intoxicate you beyond Indian hemp. I hear what I'm saying. You are far more intoxicated than those who are on any form of choir. I hear what I'm saying here today. In my university days, there was a young man who was always, if I'm coming, he will take. Now this guy, other people fear him. But if I'm coming, he will take another route. You have never caught him smiling one day. His face was permanently frowned. Dark like darkness. Permanently on Indian hemp. But I'm coming, he takes another. So one day, I caught him and led him to Christ by force. He said to me, every time I see you coming, I'm afraid. I said, what happened? He said, it's as if you are coming to kill me. You are coming to just crush me. It was the devil inside him. That devil inside him knew what was coming. And plus, my face was equal to his own at that time. It's not that I smile a little. Hallelujah! Is anybody stepping into dominion? Lift your hand and say, Father, I step into dominion today by the blessing. I decree today all the forces that intimidated you before today, that frightened you before today, from this moment you shall frighten them. He said the fear of you, the dread of you shall be upon the forces of the air, the forces of the land and the forces of the sea into your hand. They are delivered. The days where an unbeliever will scare you in your place of work, they are over forever. The days where a wicked witch or wizard or agent of darkness claiming to have power from the devil will scare you, intimidate you, dominate you, frighten you in your place of work, those days are over forever. You believe it? Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. I need to run, because we have so many more points to deal with. The blessing establishes. Number two, the blessing of God establishes the presence and terror of the Lord around the life of the blessed. When you are blessed of God, the blessing of God establishes the presence and the terror of the Lord around the life of the blessed. When you are blessed of the Lord, you are a mobile presence carrier. You carry the presence of God. You carry the terror of the Lord around your life. That was what happened to Jacob. Genesis 35 and in verse 5. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. The terror of the Lord was around Jacob and his family. They blessed Jacob and they could not pursue him. Genesis 39 and in verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. Verse 21. And the Lord was with Joseph. While he was in the prison, while he was in Potiphar's house, the Lord was with Joseph. When you are blessed of God, one of the benefits of the blessing is that you are a carrier of his presence. You are a carrier of his terror. Everywhere you step, the presence of God steps. And everywhere you step, the dread. Something about you make people fear God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And what is the value of the terror of the Lord? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Psalm 23 and in verse 4. And in verse 4. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91 and in verse 1. So when you carry the terror of the Lord, you are not destroyable. You are not destroyable. In fact, you are not pursuable. They could not pursue after the sons of Jacob because the terror of the Lord was around them. Number three, the blessing establishes the hedge of preservation around the life and possession of the blessed. It establishes what I call the blessing hedge of preservation. The blessing establishes the blessing hedge of preservation around the life and possession of the blessed. That was what we read in Job chapter 1 verse 10. It said, "Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side, you bless the work of his hands and his substance is increased in the land." Everything you have comes under the hedge of the blessing. Whether the things you have be in Nigeria or anywhere they are in the world. You may be here. Your loved ones may be abroad. You may be here. Your possessions may be here or there. Anywhere they are, they come under the same hedge. In the realm of the spirit, all that you have has one fence. You heard what I said? In the realm of the spirit, in the physical, your possession may be scattered, but in the spiritual, your possession has one fence. Everything you have comes under the same shield, under the same covering. It is called the blessing hedge of protection. It is an impenetrable hedge. Satan required license, required permission to penetrate that hedge. And that was because of the fear of Job, the fear that Job had. Somebody here today, that blessing hedge around your life shall become practical. That blessing hedge shall become practical. That blessing hedge shall become visible. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. Number four, the blessing establishes the rebuke of the Lord against the enemy regarding the life of the blessed. It establishes the rebuke of the Lord against the enemy regarding the life of the blessed. In Isaiah 65 and in verse 8, it said, "Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my seven signet that I may not destroy them all." When the blessing is upon anything, including any person, in the realm of the spirit, there is a perpetual injunction. You know what the lawyers call perpetual injunction? It's a lasting decree and declaration. The person is passing, unaware, just doing her business, moving. But in the realm of the spirit, there is a voice. Destroy not. Destroy not. Destroy not. Destroy not. A blessing is in her. Destroy not. Destroy not. Destroy not. And guess who is speaking? The voice of Jehovah. Whether you are a witch or a wizard or a bitch or a lizard. Ha 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 ha. destroy not. The same statement is over your head. Over what I just demonstrated, see yourself, is your life. Destroy not. Destroy not. Witches and wizards, bitches and lizards, destroy not. Destroy not. Destroy not. Destroy not. Destroy her not. Destroy him not. Destroy them not. Destroy it not. A blessing. Hey! A blessing is in her. A blessing is in him. A blessing is in them. Hey! Help me tell five people. Tell them I am not destroyable. Because a blessing is in me. 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 A blessing is on me. A blessing is on me. What do you think is the reason why you are still alive? Despite the hatred of people. There are people, the way they hate you, if you put cocoyam in their heart, it will cook. By virtue of how much hatred they would have. You are, and they are wondering, I hate this man so much, why is he still alive? Hey! Because there is an injunction over your life. Destroy him not. Destroy her not. Destroy them not. A blessing is in them. Papa, you did for about 20-something? 40-something years ago. When he preached with so much authority and audacity. He said, give them a short time. Give them a little time. That's how this kind of thing, it will soon come and pass. It's zeal. New people, newcomer zeal. Give them a little time. It will soon fade away. 10 years, it didn't fade away. 20 years, it didn't fade away. 30 years, it didn't fade away. 44 years, this May, it has not faded away. And they talk, those who said it are the ones who faded away. Some said the same concerning people like us. Say, oh no, just give them a short time. Short time now is what is taking us to Pakistan for crusade. Gabada. Three crusades in 1 week. Home front running. That sentence over your life, the forces of darkness will hear it tonight. And they will keep on hearing it from today. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loud most amen. Give the Lord a loudest shout of victory. Those who are waiting for you to crash, you will see their crash. Those waiting for you to be destroyed, you will see their destruction. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Mahashatakolaya. Number 5, the blessing empowers the blessed to prevail in all conflicts of life. You just prevail. In the first word, we talked about the dominion over all the forces of life. That is, you take charge. Now, in this case, in case you found yourself in a conflict, the blessing empowers you to be the winner, not the loser. It empowers you to be the victor, not the victim. In case the enemy dares you. Genesis 32, verse 24, we saw how Jacob wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day, and he said, I will not, and the man said, let me go. Verse 26, he said, let me go for the day breaking. He said, I will not let it go except thou bless me. And he said, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. Now, see the blessing. Your name shall be called no more Jacob of Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. Power to prevail is the outcome of the blessing. Power. He said, I need you to bless me. And he said, take power to prevail. power to prevail with God and prevail with men. Power to prevail is the outcome of the blessing. That is, if you fought with an angel and you were able to stand till now, there is nothing that can stand before you. You prevail, you prevail, you prevail. There is no force of hell. There is no arrow of strange disease. There is no arrow of sudden death. There is no arrow of frustration or delay that can hold you down. And when you prevail, you are not permitted to travail. You are not permitted to travail before any devil. The only time to travail is for souls to be established. For as soon as Zion travailed, he brought forth her children. We are permitted to travail there, but not to sweat before any devil. Am I communicating at all? Whatever be your current battle, I am anointed to announce that victory is your portion. Whatever be the current conflict in your life, I am anointed to announce to you that victory is your portion. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. Lift your hands, say, I am prevailing. I shall prevail. I have prevailed. And I speak to everybody watching from any corner of the world. Whatever current battle or conflict you are in, family crisis, marital crisis, financial conflict, conflict with forces of darkness, I announce, I decree, I prophesy, you have prevailed. You won't die like your father died. What has killed other people in your family cannot kill you. You shall prevail over them. Shout the Lord and say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Am I the only person excited about this preaching? Am I the only one excited about this preaching? Didn't we only know that once you are blessed, it means you are highly favored. You have some money. You have some favor. You have this and that. We never knew that there is a fourth dimension. A dominion and authority dimension. An aggressive, violent dimension to the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. In case your name is Blessing, that's not a gentle name. It's a forceful name. It's the same like peace. Peace is a force. I'm sure you remember that when Nigerian army goes for peacekeeping, they call it peacekeeping peace. Is that what they said? Peacekeeping what? It takes force to have peace, right? Hallelujah. Let's go to the next level. What does the blessing do for you? The blessing, how does it cause preservation? Number 6, the blessing causes the blessed to attract the ministry of angels. When a man is blessed, one of the things, one of the forces at his disposal is the ministry of the ministry, the company of angels. Jacob the blessed, look at his testimony. In Genesis chapter 48 and in verse 15. Genesis 48 and in verse 15. When he was blessing the sons of Joseph. Look at what he said. And he blessed Joseph. Was blessing Joseph. He said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. 16. The angel which rescued me from all evils, bless this lad. So Jacob the blessed had an angel. Minimum an angel. There are many angels who will come to that, but at least he identified one that was responsible for his rescue from all, not some evils. If you look at the story of the blessed Abraham, Isaac, Jacob in scripture, you will see the ministry of angels that rescued them from evils. In Genesis 32, when Jacob was going to face Esau, he heard rumor that Esau was coming. You know, how he took the blessing, right? 21 years ago. Now he's returning back. Laban has released him in chapter 31 of Genesis, in chapter 32. He's now going to face the fear of his life, the worst fear. How Esau was going to brutally kill him. And Esau didn't know, really didn't know God. I'm sure you know that Esau really didn't have any dealing with God. I'll give you two. First thing to note was Esau, every tribe where God said they shouldn't marry from, every tribe, his mother and father, said they shouldn't marry from. That was where Esau went to marry. How many wives? All right. Secondly, Esau never prayed a prayer to God once. Check it. He never raised one altar. That was the brutal Esau that Jacob was going to face. No fear of God. Fear nothing. If Esau no fear God, then a person you have fear. He doesn't fear God. He's a human being who fear. But when Jacob was going to face Esau, look at what heaven did for him. Genesis 32, 1 and 2. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. That is, from heaven we have been dispatched. We are at your disposal. In case there is any challenge, we are here. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." The word host is a military word in scripture. This is God's battalion. This is God's battalion. When we say the Lord God of hosts, one translation translated the Lord God of the armies. This is God's military might. This is God's army. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Beloved, I want you to come to the place of awareness that if you are blessed, when you move, you never moved alone. I am aware as we go from nation to nation, I'm too aware that we don't move alone. Anywhere that is our residential place per time is a host of angelic battalions. Whether it's a hotel or whatever, they just arrive. When this church started newly, every Saturday evening at the Sheraton Hotel where we are using, we will go and pray physically, myself and Dr. Misanenche, pray physically in the ballroom, ask them to open it for us, to pray against the Sunday service the next day. Once, twice, or thrice, as we come to pray on Saturday night, angels are just there, already ready for tomorrow's service. I'm talking of 29 years ago. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Lord God. If you are blessed, please pardon me. My wife is telling me now that I'm using a lot of pidgin these days. I think worry was a very great impact. There are places you go, you don't recover. And after that, after a few days, they gave me pidgin Bible. You were in the crusade. They gave me pidgin Bible. So just be aware that when you are moving, you are not moving alone. Except say that you are not blessed. Except you are not blessed. If the blessing of the Lord is upon your life, you are not working alone. Hallelujah! Somebody shout the Lord and say amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. I read this from Kenneth Hagin's books. Take your seat. He was talking and illustrating about the ministry of angels. So, there was a place, I don't know the city in America now, in their time, almost 50 years ago, where there was a tunnel, something like a tunnel where people pass dark at night. And a notorious criminal attacked some people. So one day the criminal was arrested. Once they passed there, and they asked some people to come and identify who their attacker was. So the people identified. And then one Christian lady also came and identified a man. Said, this is the man. I saw him when I passed here. But he did not attack me. So they asked the man, did you see her? He said, yes. I saw her pass. But she wasn't passing alone. Two giants were walking with her. One on one side, one on the other side. Surely goodness on the left, mercy on the right shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hey! It was a criminal that was giving the sister the revelation of what was working with her. Or who was working with her. She was not aware. Oh, you thought you passed alone. You didn't pass alone. Two giants walked on both sides. And as the giants walked on both sides, oh, no. There's no level of madness, insanity, that can make a person to jump in front of a moving train. Hallelujah. From this moment forward, God will show you the ministry of angels, the activity of angels, the assignment of angels. I've seen the ministry of angels in my life. My children, you remember Deborah and Daniela many years ago. Deborah tripped her feet to fall in the Rewan church. And then two people stood by her side and lifted her up. She was walking with her junior sister Daniela. And then wanted to turn and say, thank you. And they saw nobody. They ran. Two of them ran. Daddy, mommy, we just saw somebody, something. We saw angels just now. We just saw something. What happened? This was what happened. I was just tripping to fall. And then two people just stood left and right, held her up. They wanted to say thank you. And they couldn't see anybody anymore. He will give his angels charge over you. They will bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Scripture fulfilled. Both you and your family, you shall see the ministry of angels. Is somebody saying amen? Say it like a believer. Say it like a believer. A louder believer. Amen. My time is all, but let me quickly round off. Please take your seat in the next few minutes. The blessing of the Lord causes the blessed to attract the ministry of angels. And finally, and of course, you know, Psalm 34 verse 7. What is the importance of the ministry of angels? It says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The ministry of angels is the ministry of deliverance. Encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And finally, number 7. What have we said so far? That the blessing of the Lord gives dominion to the blessed over all the forces of life, including the forces of destruction. Number 2. That the blessing of God establishes the presence and terror of the Lord around the life of the blessed. So there's something about you that terrifies the devil and his agents that is around you about from God. Number 3, that the blessing establishes the blessing hedge of preservation around the life and possessions of the blessed. Number 4, that the blessing of God establishes the rebuke of the Lord against the enemy regarding the life of the blessed. If you are blessed, there is a perpetual injunction hanging on your life against the devil. Number 5, that the blessing of God empowers the blessed to prevail in all conflicts of life. Number 6, that the blessing of God causes the blessed to attract the ministry of angels. Number 7, the blessing of the Lord provokes the involvement of God in seasons of confrontation. That is the involvement of God directly. Now we have been talking about the hedge, talking about the angels, talking about you being empowered, talking about this and that. But the blessing of the Lord activates, provokes the involvement of God in seasons. That is, you found yourself in a fight and God stepped into the fight. That was what happened. When Laban was trying to do injustice to Jacob, in Genesis 31 verse 24, God appeared. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night. And said unto him, take heed how you speak to Jacob. Don't speak good and don't speak bad. Be neutral. That's God. Appear to one person. God appearing to warn a person. We are in those days where God will appear and introduce himself to people in their dreams of the night. And he said, touch that girl again, you are a dead man. Yeah. Kenneth Copeland told a story. Very, very funny story. Stand. I'm using you for illustration today. Are you not blessed? So much illustration. Where a man that always dealt with his wife. Anyhow, you see, there are some men, the way they behave towards their wife, you are wondering why he married the wife in the first place. All of a sudden, this man is in his 70s, yet very wicked still against his wife. All of a sudden, he sees, Kenneth Copeland sees the man holding his wife like this. Are you okay? The man is like, the difference is like light and darkness. So he asked the man, he said, what happened? He said, God appeared to him in the night and said, that girl is my daughter. Touch her again, you are a dead man. That. Who you call your wife is my own daughter. You are a dead man if you maltreat her another day. So the man, are you okay? Hey! You know, somebody said a thief, somebody has a brother who is a thief. And a thief came and stole his house. So he reported to his brother, who is a thief. That thief came and stole in his house. His brother went and found the thief and recovered every good. Because thief can catch thief. Hand over the care of your property to a wicked person with a warning, and his wickedness expires. That was what happened to that man. God appeared to him in the dream. That girl, that's your wife, is my daughter. Touch her, maltreat her, and not that day, you are a dead man. If God say you are a dead man and God kill you, will he kill you to receive you in heaven? Direct entry to hell. That was what calmed down the man. This is how God does it. When God has blessed your life, he is interested in your case. Anywhere your matter comes up, he's interested. Hey! He is interested in the matters of your life. Interested in the matters of your destiny. And I announce to somebody here today, you will see the interest of God. Wherever they mention your name, God will step in to confirm. This is another great point for somebody to give the Lord a big shout of victory. 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 A bigger shout of victory. A bigger shout of victory. Take your seat. After tonight, listen to this message over and over until you are intoxicated. In conclusion, how do we benefit or activate the preservation power of the blessing? How do you do we activate the preservation power of the blessing? I'm going to tell you practical things. There is one answer. Activating the preservation power of the blessing, what to do is to live in the climate of the blessing. Somebody say climate. There is a blessing climate. Live in that climate where the blessing is the air you breathe. Live in the climate of the blessing. Living in the climate of the blessing, there are 7 parameters of that climate for tonight. There will be more, but I'll center on 7. Number 1, live in the climate of uprightness. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. Live in the climate of uprightness, of righteousness. That climate where you exercise your conscience to be void of offense towards God and man. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. Leave that scripture there. Blessed is the man. Your counselors, your advisors are not sinners, are not ungodly people. Your company is not the company of wicked people. And you are not a friend of mockers. You don't have any friend who doesn't value God and doesn't value church. You don't have one. There are those who are not mockers, but their company is company of mockers. There are those who are not sinners, but their best friend are wrong girls and prostitutes on the streets. There are people who don't miss church, but their greatest advisor is not a church person. When that happens, you are not in the climate. You just took yourself out of the climate of the blessing. It's the climate of uprightness. Look at the syllabus. Psalm 1 verse 1. Your counselor is not an ungodly person. Your company is not a company of sinners. And you are not comfortable in the seat of mockers, those who jeer at God. And those who, I don't have one person from the day I knew the Lord till today who has no value for God or church or pastors or me. I don't have one in my life. Never had. Number 2, stay in the climate of the uprightness. Number 2, stay in the climate of divine instruction. Divine instruction and direction. Just trust God to be under his instruction like you are right now, or his direction, what he wants you to do per time. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3. That was what happened to Abraham. The Lord spoke to him. He had instructions from God. He had directions from God. And he moved. The climate of uprightness, the climate of divine instruction and divine direction is the climate of the blessing. No wonder Revelation chapter 1 verse 3 said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. People who bow for instructions from God, who tune their ears to the voice of the Lord, they are in the climate of the blessing. Number 3, stay in the climate of obedience. The climate of uprightness, the climate of divine instruction and direction, the climate of obedience. As you hear, do it. The Bible said the rebellious dwell in the dry land. Psalm 68 and in verse 6. The climate of obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 and 2. If you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to do all these things that I say, then blessed shall thou be. Blessed shall thou be. The climate of obedience. Lord, is there anywhere I am disobeying you? Is there anything you say I should do I'm not doing? Help me, Lord. The climate of uprightness. the climate, or divine instruction and direction. The climate of obedience. Number four is the climate of givings and sacrifices. It is the natural climate of the blessing. Givings and sacrifices. Show me a giver. Abandoned giver. Genesis chapter 8 and in verse 20. Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and of had burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelt a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse. That is, by these offerings and sacrifices, I release the blessing. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, cold and heat shall not cease. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. He said, I have showed you all things. How that so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You see, the blessing of God is so real and scriptural principles are real. Recently, I see a young man financially so buoyant, suddenly giving tithe of 2 million this week and 5 million next week. That kind of thing. For somebody who is just a young person coming. So I said to him, what happened? So that whatever you are experiencing can be explainable. He has a house that needs to be dedicated. And those kind of things. So he said to me, he said, and I remember one day he said somebody gave him, I think, 400 or 500 million to do a transaction of a house for him. And I said to him, don't let one naira miss out of that money. And when the owner of it asks for it, it should be returned to him or whatever it is meant for. Say, yes, sir. So he said, he had interest in properties and real estate. And he had associated with some people in properties and real estate and observed certain things and saw what to do, correct things to do, and what not to do. He learned this is how to do it, upright and integrity, and this is how not to do it. So he learned that. So he went for a building fair out of town. And a man met him from outside the country. And he talked to him, can you help me sell my house? I have a house in Abuja here. Help me sell it. And he sold the house for so and so much and brought the whole money to the man. And the man said, instead of me giving you 5%, I'll give you 10% for your agency and all of that. And he gave him that 10%. That was like 80 or 100 million or something. Yes. But furthermore, the man said, the money that you just sold for me, hold it first until I ask for it. Just keep it for me. He kept the money for between three months or 5 months. By the time the 3 months and 5 months was over, the man said, you can send me the money now. And he sent it on the spot. No story. Nothing like, I put it somewhere and I'm trying to get it out. Or something, I'm not sure. Let me try and just give me a week more. Give me 2 more weeks. Give me 3 more weeks. He sent the money on the spot. I'll deal with you. The man came to everybody he knew who deal in millions and billions. You want to buy anything or sell anything? I have somebody that can do it for you. That took him there. And he said, this is for kingdom. Givings weekly. Looking for churches to build. They are in construction of a particular church right now for the commission. Another one. He hit the road running. Integrity financially and kingdom financial practices. I have many people like that here in this church. Somebody asked me to assist him with someone who can do one or two construction or something for him. And I looked at a very faithful, dedicated worker in church, young man, that is lost in kingdom assignment. I said, try this man. He tried a man with one project. The project ran. The project ran so that he gave him about six at once in six different locations across the country. He says, like, I might not be needing more people. I think that one is okay. Do you understand the power of integrity? There are people who are in a hurry to make it at once. You introduce them to somebody, they deal with the person. And then he returns back to you. The man you gave me, like Adam told God, the woman you gave me is the cause of the problem. That climate of financial integrity and that climate of sacrifices and givings is a climate of the blessing. Not just physical financial flow, but it's a climate of preservation. Live in a climate of sacrifices. If you are not a tither, you are not a giver. See, there are people who battle with tithe is minimum, is kindergarten. You need to come to the point where you have left that realm since. It's like the realm of Paul the Apostle. Lord, what will you have me do? Stay in the climate of givings and sacrifices. Number five, stay in the climate of faith, rugged faith. The climate of faith is the climate of the blessing. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. It says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Anybody who is of the faith is blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They which be of faith are blessed. They which be of faith are blessed. They which be of faith are blessed. Rugged faith. The kind of faith that says, I am not wastable. I am not killable before my time. That kind of faith that is rooted in the world. Rooted in the light of God. It keeps you in the climate of the blessing. Stay in the climate of faith. Number six. Stay in the climate of positive declaration. It is an extension of faith, but your climate is a climate of positive declaration. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and in verse 19, he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Declare life, declare blessing that you may live. Blessed people don't speak carelessly. Blessed people don't talk carelessly. Blessed people don't talk anyhow. Blessed people, they speak calculatedly. Stay in the climate of positive declarations. Finally, it's all stay in the climate of kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord and he shall bless. Kingdom service. The climate of kingdom service, Exodus 23:25, is the climate of the blessing. You shall serve the Lord, your God, and he shall bless. Don't be an executive Christian. sitting in church as an executive person. Am I communicating at all? Don't struggle for post or position. Struggle to serve. Don't struggle. I have never struggled for post. Don't even struggle for where to sit. There are people who are not talking to some ushers because they didn't do their bidding. Vice versa. Don't struggle for souls. Struggle for the lost. Let church go forward because you are involved. There are people, since they became members of church, they cannot point to one direction in which the church went forward. Either by the addition of a member because of them. It's all about them. It's all about God bless me. God give me. Give me, give me, give me. I say the name is Jimmy. Struggle to serve. You won't struggle to be blessed. I have never begged God for a car, for a house. Never. Not today. Before becoming a full-time pastor. My wife and I were medical doctors before we became pastors. We lived the life of Christians and so on and so forth. But we donated ourselves fully to God. Serving, preaching to patients on consultation table. Preaching, going out for evangelism, doing morning cry, preaching inside bus as medical students, as medical doctor, preaching inside taxi. There was a time I purposely used my vehicle more like a taxi cab, driving it myself to preach to the people I carried. Do you understand what I'm saying? And God sees all of this. And when you donate yourself to God in that capacity, you are in the climate of the blessing. And when you are in such a blessing climate, you don't beg for things. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Somebody say a believer say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen like you believe it. Amen. So what is the climate of the blessing? We enumerated 7 things. Number 1, it is the climate of uprightness. Number 2, it is the climate of divine instruction and direction. Number 3, it is the climate of obedience. Number 4, it is the climate of givings and sacrifices. Number 5. Wait a minute. Did I jump any? All right. Number 5. It is a climate of faith. Ruggedity of faith. I'm not a wastable material. The witch, the wizard, or the wicked man that will be responsible for my life and your life, they haven't born him. When it is your time to go, and it will be a long time, when you have fulfilled your days, nobody will be able to point to a man or a woman and say that person killed him. They haven't born a person like that. That climate of rugged faith. Stay in the climate. Number 6, positive decrees. Blessing and cursing, life or death, is a matter of choice. And number 7, it is a climate of kingdom service. Squad 1,000. Those of us who pledged to win 1,000 souls for God this year, don't forget your assignment. And the rest of us who are on this assignment of soul winning, don't forget your assignment. What a blastful night. I'd like you to go ahead and take this message and let it work on your life. Stand on your feet with a loud shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Lift your 2 hands and let's appreciate God and honor him and worship him. Worship him, honor him, adore him, magnify him, glorify him, thank him, thank him, thank him, adore him, worship him. Father, we thank you. Adonai, we worship you. in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands everywhere you are and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Say it louder. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I come before you tonight.
I come before you tonight.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
To me tonight.
To me tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you,
for your blessing
upon my life.
I
proceed in the climate of the blessing. I receive the grace to live in uprightness. I receive the grace to hear your word and obey your word. I receive the grace to live in obedience. In the name of Jesus. I receive the grace for givings and sacrifices. I receive the grace to live in the climate of faith. In the name of Jesus. I receive the grace to live in the climate of positive declarations. Father, I receive the grace for kingdom service. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and voice and pray. In the name of Jesus, we have some soul winning practical to do, and that is soul winning intercession. Every one of us to trust the Lord to help us to pull in the souls this year. Lift your voice and say, Father,
help me to obey
your instruction to walk in dominion at the frequency of soul winning. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Still pray. We'll be reading Psalm 110 and verse 3. Media, please, can you help give us Psalm 110 and verse 3? Please.
Let thy people together. Shall be willing in the day of thy power in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. Hallelujah.
Pray this prayer with me and say, Father.
Father.
We ask.
That you baptize.
Every member.
Of the evangelism squad.
As well as.
The church flock.
With tireless.
Zeal.
Passion.
Enthusiasm.
And willingness.
Unto soul winning.
O Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Read together. I want to go Luke chapter 5. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Verse 5. And Simon answering and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Repeat after me. Say, Father,
we ask
that you breathe upon our evangelistic effort
in this season.
Empower
our tools
unto the harvest
of multitudes
of souls.
O Lord,
in Jesus' name, lift up your voice and pray.
Empower our tools unto the harvest of multitudes of souls, Lord. Amen.
Isaiah 27 verse 6, it says, He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the earth with fruit. Galatians 4:19. my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, unto Christ we formed you. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, we ask for both the grace and the wisdom needed for both the successful discipleship and establishment of every soul world. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
In Jesus' precious name, the Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, just before we move there, we have prayed the prayer. Let us go into action. In Matthew chapter 9, from verse 36 to verse 38, Jesus saw the multitude. He was moved with compassion. He asked his disciples to pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his harvest field. After they prayed that prayer, in Matthew chapter 10 and in verse 1, he told them, he saw the multitudes, he asked for the prayer, and then he called the 12. He gave them power to go out, cast out unclean spirits, heal the all manner of sickness and all manner of disease, verse 2, and then, and the names of the disciples, and so forth, and he just sent them out. The people who prayed for the souls became the people responsible. I want us to become responsible as we proceed on our assignment. Every single Sunday service, whenever you remember church, remember that it is correct to go with somebody to church. It's correct to be responsible for one soul that is saved. It is correct to be responsible for the eternity of somebody. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you should go and bring forth fruit. John chapter 15, verse 16. That will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, it can be given to you. And so, the answer to our prayers and multiple issues are tied to our fruitfulness in the kingdom. As we carry out these assignments, I believe that the Lord will help us. Please bear in mind that it doesn't matter what you do in church, choir, usher, protocol, everything, pastor, deacon, it doesn't exclude you from physically winning souls and establishing them for God. Very, very important. Very, very important. As we do so, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. While we go on there, we're going to pray and receive. Now you can put the time back. We're going to ask the Lord. We're going to receive the communion right now. And 1 Corinthians 10:16 calls it the cup of the blessing. The cup of the blessing. So every time we take the communion cup, it is a direct communication. The blessing we talked about just now. And this blessing now is for tonight, the blessing of preservation. And whatever is contrary to your life, whatever does not belong to your body, to your system, by the power of the body and the blood of Jesus, I declare that they shall be flushed out of your system. In the name of Jesus. And while we do that, if you have not yet given your life to Christ, and you need to, and you have to, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, anywhere you are in the congregation, quickly come forward here. Join us forward as the people come forward tonight. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be a real born-again child of God. I want my life to be lived for Jesus. Wherever you are, I'll give you the count of 10. I want you to rush to the front here. You have heard about the blessing. That's right. God bless you. The blessing does not belong to those who don't know Jesus. That will bless the righteous. Not the unrighteous. Not the ungodly. Not the wicked. Not just churchgoers. But those who are making their ways right with Jesus. I live for Jesus day after day. As we pray, sing that song, I'll give you the count of 10. And I want you to run forward here as you give your life to Christ. 1.
I live for Jesus.
2.
heaven. Please, the rest of us, take your seat.
I live for Jesus.
I have some people in front already, but while they come, if you are still back there, you are in need of rededication of your life to Jesus. You gave your life to Christ before, but you know that you are not doing well. You are not doing well as a Christian. You want to live well. You want to live better. You want to live correctly. You want to live accurately. Again, quickly step to the front here. Pick your Bibles and bags. Rush to the front and let me pray for you. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want to be genuinely born again. Or you are bound by a habit, a lifestyle. Alcoholism, tobacco smoking, Indian hemp, masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, prostitution, fraud, like that boy, gambling. A negative life tied you down. You are not a bad person, but you found yourself doing those things and you want to be free. Quickly come forward as I give the count of 7. 1.
I've got my mind.
2. 3.
See my Jesus someday.
4.
I've got my mind made up.
5.
6. Jesus.
7. 8. 9. And 10. I made up my mind to go down through the rest of my life. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, say today, I surrender my life to you. I ask for forgiveness, for mercies. Today, it is my decision to follow you, to live for you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.